LANYAP, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today, president of R Squared Productions and now film producer, Rodney Ray. Welcome to LANYAP, Rodney.
Thanks, Jay. Good to be here.
You guys have a huge event coming up this week with the premiere of your first long-form project coming up on Thursday night. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Desires of the Heart. We're going to premiere that at the Tinseltown in West Monroe, and we're really excited about it. Red carpet event. It's a lot of excitement around the office this week.
A lot of things going on for that. The red carpets, the limousines, the press and the media and that sort of thing coming up for this week.
Yeah, the paparazzi's showing up.
Yes. Tell us about the film and kind of some of the background of how the film came together.
Sure. You know, actually, the film's a short, which means it's just not feature length, but it is about 45 minutes, a little bit longer than that. And, you know, with all the films I'm doing right now, it's just something that was inspired for me to do. The film is actually revolves around the theme of forgiveness. You know, we are a faith-based, family-friendly production company, so all of our films kind of carry that kind of stuff. And so it talks about forgiveness, and it's really interesting. I think it's going to speak to some people on some different levels.
Give us a synopsis of the story, the storyline.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a loose parallel of the story in the Bible of Jacob and Esau, you know, about the birthright thing. And so there's two brothers that are actually twins, and they are, you know, both of them are expecting to gain some inheritance from their father, and mom's involved, as just as the biblical story is. And so, you know, somebody made a statement, it's actually in the film, you'll see, is that, you know, refusing to forgive somebody or holding a grudge against somebody is like drinking poison thinking it's going to kill the other person.
Yeah.
And so, and that's kind of the theme of the movie, is the lead character struggles with forgiving. And you know, it has a big impact on his life, the way that he lives it out. So it's interesting.
So tell me about the process of this story coming from script to being produced as a 45-minute film.
Well, you know, we start out with the concept. We actually hired I usually come up with all the concepts again, throw it around, and I have a group that I meet with and throw the idea out, see how they like it. I actually hired a girl to help me write this, Christy Watson, who is John A. Vance, the pastor at First West, his daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, she lives up in New York and is an actor up there off Broadway. And so she helped me write it. We sat down and collaborated on that. And so then we got the script. Then the neat thing about this movie, if you want to call it neat, is that we shot this entire movie in 5 days. And that was a undertaking, to say the least.
There were 5 long days.
Very long days, yes. And most of the days were closer to 16 hours than they were to 8. So if you think about that, that's like really 10 days, right?
If you count it that way, hour-wise, sure.
Right. But, you know, and almost all of the crew was volunteers. And I think the audience will find that amazing. I don't tell people the budget of the film because they would probably go, oh, my gosh, that's nothing. But it really, you know, And it's just a neat way of the way that God put things together for us. We knew we were able to shoot in a local hospital, in an ICU ward. We were able to shoot on Learjet. People donated these locations to us. We were actually shot in a local funeral home. And so all of those things came together. The community support, Jay, to make our films work is probably the most important things to R Square Productions, because without the community support, we wouldn't be able to put the films together we do.
Right. If you look at what it would have cost to negotiate for those locations or to pay that many extra crew.
Exactly.
It's been kind of a growing process for you, too. Your first, you had a 6-minute short that you produced earlier this spring, and we should mention that your company's less than a year old still.
That's right. Yeah, we just started a production company, you know, back in the fall of last year. Now, I've been toying with movies, as most people do. I always tell people, you know, walk up and down the street and everybody you meet is either wants to do a movie, has done a movie, or wants to be an actor or whatever. There's so much interest in that. So, you know, I started out like a lot of people, just kind of toying with movies and playing with them. And I said, you know what, I'm going to make a commitment to do these movies. And so we started our production company. We have a staff, you know, currently we have about 6 employees that work full time on our staff for our production company. So, you know, we're a legitimate production company. We're already planning our next movie we shoot in this fall. So, yeah, you know, we do work with a lot of volunteers, but we do realize that at the same time we have to have people that are committed, that are paid employees, that are part of the process.
I'm talking with film director and owner of R Squared Productions, Rodney Ray. The premiere of Desires of the Heart is at Tinseltown this Thursday night. We'll go ahead and give those numbers. There are two showings.
There is a 6:45 showing. The doors open actually at 6 at Tinseltown. We're going to have some hors d'oeuvres and just entertainment time beforehand, just kind of mingle. That showing, probably, Jay, is as we're recording this, is probably maybe full, but you can try. But it is a black tie affair, and so it's very formal. And then the second showing will start at 8, and that's casual, just like you're going to the movies. Okay, so you're going to come into that one, and if you want some popcorn and stuff, the concession stands will be open. You can grab that, and you can bring kids to that if you'd like. The formal is just for adults. But either way, if you're interested, just call the office, 323-6900, and then ask for Leslie. And Leslie is the one that's doing the head count. And as I left the office this morning, it was getting really close. So you need to hurry if you're going to try to get us. But we'd love for you to come out and be a part of that. If you want to see us roll up in the limos, that's going to happen at about 6 o'clock. There's so much excitement around the office and with all the cast and crew about what's going on. So it's going to be a big night for us.
And we should mention that admission is free too.
Absolutely, 100% free. Yeah, I did. There's no cost for tickets, but you must be on the a reservation, or have a reserved seat to be able to attend.
So tell me, you've also got plans, as any film production company juggles multiple projects going on, mm-hmm. various stages of production. You're in pre-production already. That's for right. a feature-length project.
That's right. Our next film is intended to be a feature-length film. Now, I should have mentioned this earlier. If people are interested in seeing some of our work, they can go to our website. It's really easy. It's just R2, which is the abbreviation for R Squared, right? R2 Films. All one word, .net, r2films.net. And you can actually see the trailer for Desires of the Heart there. You can also see the music video we've done for our next movie, which is called Flag of My Father. And musician Mason Grenade, which a lot of people might know, actually wrote the song, and then a local artist sang it for us, and then we've shot it and put it together. It's to promote the film, and the film is really about a daughter and her father, who are both veterans, and then she is involved in the conflict in Iraq. And how we view women in combat and their role there is what this movie is going to examine.
So we look forward to hearing some more about that coming up in the fall. You go into production, we'll hear some more after you get past there.
Absolutely. We're hoping to release the film in the early quarter of 2010. And so, we're thinking about bringing in SAG actors and some other things that we really think are going to take this movie to the next level.
That's exciting to look forward to. The premiere for Desires of the Heart, Thursday night at Tinseltown. The number for more information and to get on the guest list.
Yeah, 323-6900. Just ask for Leslie, and we hope to see you there Thursday night.
Rodney Ray is my guest. He's the president of R Squared Productions, premiering Desires of the Heart. And I'm Jay Curtis with Lanyap.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.